This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Good morning from London, Kelvin. Good afternoon to you.
Good morning to you, Johnny, and good afternoon over at my end over here in Asia.
Before we talk about the week to come, let's first get an idea of markets where you are in Asia Pacific. Europe's been open for about 3 hours so far, and there's been some activity in terms of currency, oil, and so on.
Yes, precisely. So let's talk about from the very interesting movement in the FX market first. So at the start of today's Asia session, the dollar continues its weakness that's been seen in 1.5 weeks ago. Primarily driven by the fact both impacting from a fundamental factor, intermarket factor, and as well as technical analysis factor, which is the momentum factor. So let's touch about more about the fundamental intermarket factors first. What we could see over here is that with that dramatic bearish reversal in benchmark oil prices on last Monday, talking about the West Texas crude oil, the Brent crude oil all falling close to about 10% or so below the level where the onset of the Israel-Iran conflict started on 13th of June, which is on the previous two Fridays ago. So oil prices is back, talking about $60+ per barrel. So initially when that Israel-Iran conflict kick-started on 13th of June, market participants is expecting there could be a disruption in Middle East oil supply, and that could actually push up oil prices to about $80 to $90 per barrel. And some strategies is even penciling push to $150 per barrel for West Texas oil. But that rampant spike up in oil prices has been subsided. So now we are talking about oil prices going back to their equilibrium level again, somewhere around the $65 to $60 mark. So that is also in line with the ongoing OPEC Plus commitment to hike oil production. And do not forget, on this coming weekend, which is on this coming Sunday, 6th of July, there will be an OPEC Plus ministerial meeting where very likely they could slowly increase its oil production height for the month of August. So that being said, with oil price now having a lower probability of going up to $80 to $90 per barrel, right now the Fed will have much more reason to actually be much more dovish in the second half of this year, or we're talking about even in Q3 as well, starting in Q3. So right now, market participants in the Fed Funds Futures market are penciling at least an increase of one incremental interest rate cut before 2025 ends. So around 2 weeks ago, market is only looking at two interest rate cuts by the Fed. And right now, there will be a third cut penciling in, coming in, so potentially there could be a total of 3 interest rate cut of 25 basis points each. So that's about a 75 basis point cut on the Fed funds rate. So with that being mind, that could actually potentially see a weaker dollar, given the fact that the Fed is pretty much late in the game for the start of this year. And with the ECB almost done its interest rate cut cycle, and that potentially could see the dollar weakening over at this juncture. And from a technical perspective, the US dollar index last week, actually at the middle part of last week, actually breached below the key long-term support at 97.4. So this 97.4 is in fact a long-term ascending channel support from the May 2011 low. And last week, we have a weekly close below 97.4, which is close at 97.25 on last Friday. And right now, over in Asia session, is almost back to the same level again after initial start in the early part of today's Asia session. But that being said, with a weekly close below 97.4 on last Friday, that actually increased the odds of a potential multi-week to multi-month of dollar weakness going forward.
Kelvin, it's a shorter working week in the United States because it's US Independence Day on Friday. So we're going to get non-farm payroll a bit earlier. And in light of what you've just been saying about a bit of a more dovish Federal Reserve, that could be quite an important number that comes regarding US jobs. What's your view on those non-farm payroll numbers and the rest of the week to come?
Sure. So let's start with the non-farm payroll data expectation first by the consensus forecast. So for non-farm payroll, the consensus forecast is expecting to be another weaker print than the previous month of May, coming in at 110k jobs added for the month of June. So that's actually down from 139k jobs added that was printed in May itself. So but however, the unemployment rate, the consensus is expecting to hold steady at 4.2%. So any number that's coming in at 100k or was still below 100k, that could actually increase the odds of a much more dovish Fed in Q3, and that could potentially see a weaker dollar extending into the later part of this week. And what's interesting, ahead of this non-farm payroll data, we also do have a couple of tier one US data to actually take note of as well. So at the earlier part of this week, on the 1st of July, so we talk about tomorrow, Tuesday, we have the ISM manufacturing PMI. And on the same day where the non-farm payroll data will release one day earlier, on 3rd of July, we have the ISM services PMI data. And also on top of that, there's this key ECB Forum of Central Banking event that takes shape in the Eurozone. We have four major central banks chief doing their public speeches in this event. So something to take note of that could actually move the FX, particularly the FX markets. So we have ECB President Lagarde speaking on the same day, then thereafter followed by Bank of Japan Governor Uda, Bank of England Governor Bradley, and the man himself, Fed Chair Powell. Four of them will be sharing at the same spot or venue in this ECB Central Banking Forum. Speaking on the same day, on Tuesday, the 1st of July. So that's also something to take note of on top of the key economic data that we discussed earlier on.
Excellent stuff, Kelvin. Thank you very much. Have a great week.
Same to you as well, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse Podcast by Oanda.